This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Did you happen to catch, it was a good debate in the National Post on the carbon tax between commentators Andrew Coyne, who's in favor, saying there's not a better mechanism to reduce emissions, and Terrence Corcoran, who says it actually won't do that, it won't reduce emissions. But I couldn't help but think that the controversy and opposition has been fueled by government itself. But it's rarely pointed out. I mean, in a nutshell, the federal government blew it when they announced plans for a carbon tax nearly 2 years ago. They blew it by not stating up front that it would be revenue neutral. See, the BC carbon tax, introduced in 2008, ironically to the vehement opposition of the NDP led by Carol James and John Horgan, has been lauded throughout the Western world. But what gets regularly overlooked is that it was revenue neutral. In other words, the goal was to produce a big potential benefit in terms of emission reductions, but with minimal cost to individuals and the economy. That's what made it politically palatable. I mean, it was introduced by a pro-business, pro-economic growth government that sought to mitigate the economic damage of a new carbon tax by lowering income taxes. Conversely, the federal government, well, they took over a year to figure out that a huge chunk of the public feels they're already taxed to death and had no appetite for yet another tax. But it's only in response to the opposition that the feds come back with a plan to rebate the carbon tax for the majority of Canadians. But for many, it's clearly too little too late. The interesting question, though, is why it took the Fed so long. My guess is, much like so many climate crusaders, the economic impact on individuals and business is way down the list of concerns. Clearly the case with the BC NDP, who ended revenue neutrality by eliminating the offsetting tax reductions, which has given a ton of ammunition to carbon tax opponents of the federal government's plan to force a carbon tax on provinces who currently don't have one. I mean, they point to BC and remind opponents that, hey, sure, there are rebates in the federal plan now, but they can be eliminated by a future government just like they did in BC. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.